This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, call Brandon Legal Group anytime for a free consult. Remember, they are a full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, like Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of the Todd Wright family of podcasts, as well as supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Just saw Papa Mike, who is one of the owners in the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 Podcast League. The other day, we were talking some golf, talking some football, and I thank Mike Lentz and everyone with Papa John's of Tampa Bay for what they do for Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments and also for the Todd Wright family of podcasts. The Shacaroni did have a wonderful promotional run, raised over $3 million for charities via purchases of the special Shacaroni pizza. And don't forget, Papa John's just recently rolled out another flavor of their popular papadilla. It's the buffalo chicken papadilla, and like all of the other flavors of papadilla, the meatball pepperoni, the Italian, the Philly cheesesteak, the barbecue chicken and bacon, there might be one more, these are all just $6 for a limited time. Thank you, Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thank you, Brandon Legal Group, for your support. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. My social media is at toddwright2020 on Instagram, at toddwright2020 on Twitter, and of course, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida on Facebook. If you have fantasy football questions, the only way I will answer them is if you email them to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I do not answer fantasy football questions via social media, nor do I answer them via right.todd@yahoo.com. And if you want fantasy content, you can find it on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters, with a big thanks to Bill Curry Ford and General Manager Sean Sullivan for turning our podcast league into Win Bill Curry's Money, as Sean Sullivan put a $1,000 bounty out there for anyone who would win the championship instead of him for our 2020 Fantasy League. Thank you, Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford, and thank you, Hooters, for your sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I am thanking today a number of people. I'm thanking Roger Goodell. I'm thanking the Hunt family that owns and operates the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm thanking Gary Bettman and everyone who has worked so hard in Toronto and Edmonton in the National Hockey League. I'm thanking Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, and everyone who has worked so hard at Walt Disney World with the NBA efforts. And I'm thanking Rob Manfred, who is the commissioner of Major League Baseball, as well as all the players in these four respective major North American sports. Last night, as I waited for my takeout order from a local restaurant near me, and me getting takeout is nothing new, as I joked with one of the bartenders who I know well, Vinny, I was takeout before takeout was commonplace. And I have maintained that for the last 6 months. The good part is now I can actually sit there and have a drink or two and watch a sporting event before ordering my takeout, see some other people, then I take my food home and I enjoy it in the privacy of my own home while watching sporting events or some other form of streaming entertainment. I realized last night, and I even ran this by my friend and editor at the Identity Tampa Bay, where I do my What Are the Odds webcast, Andrew DeWitt, who also plays in the podcast league. I said, Andrew, I'm looking around in this sports bar restaurant tonight, and I can watch baseball on one screen, hockey on another screen, the NBA on another screen, and I got the Chiefs and the Texans right in front of me. Can you remember a time where you were able to watch all four major North American team sports at the same time play meaningful games? That was the question I asked him. He wasn't sure. I'm not either. I'm wondering if the post 9/11 World Series did end in November. So there may have been some overlap in early November. Who knows, November 1, maybe November 2, where all four major North American team sports were being played at the same time. And I mean literally the same time. I had Chiefs and Texans season opener right in front of me. A little over to the right, I'm watching the Vegas Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars in the Western Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. One screen over from that, I had live NBA playoff action. And one screen over from that, I had Major League Baseball regular season action. We're not talking preseason games here, exhibition games, all meaningful games. We deserve this because we went without for quite some time. I have never been a fan of athletes using the common motivational tactic or cliche comment, I just want to prove the doubters wrong. I'd love more athletes to come out and say, I just want to prove my supporters right. That said, I'm thanking all four major team sport commissioners and everyone else involved. Everyone. The players, the team owners, those who are working these sporting venues harder than ever before, and those on a city, county, state, federal, and in the case of Canada, provincial level, who approved this, especially last night, where the Chiefs had over 15,000 fans, and they were loud, spread out throughout the stadium. I didn't think they'd use the lower deck. They used everything. Lower deck, club level, upper level. And I thought it was wonderful. And I like that Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth kept bringing up, there's only 15,000 plus people here, but they sound like more than that. And it looked like tailgating was allowed in the parking lot as well, which I know is crazy in Kansas City. Probably wasn't as crazy last night, but they were allowed to park and tailgate. I want to thank all those people that I just mentioned, up to the minute, with everyone involved with that Kansas City opener last night. I want to thank you for proving the doubters wrong. I really subscribe to that theory today. Thank you all for proving the doubters wrong. And you doubters know exactly who you are. You're the ones who said months ago, and maybe, well, months ago you said they should just cancel the rest of the NHL season. The NBA should just sit out until this all goes away. And I'm talking pandemic, not anything else. For those of you who said baseball got what? A week, a month in, there were outbreaks, there were suspended games, there were teams that couldn't play, and there were plenty of people that said, ah, this was a mistake. They should just bag the season. And then those that said, all along as Roger Goodell pushed and pushed, he started the new league year on time. He started free agency on time. He did a draft on time. He did wipe out the preseason. That wasn't so bad. And we had the regular season opener exactly as scheduled on time. Don't tell me what's going to happen, because you've already been wrong so many times, you don't have the right to speculate on where the NFL is going. They've already proved you wrong. Just as the NBA has, just as the NHL has, zero positive tests. Just as Major League Baseball has, by pushing through the regular season. They've all proved you wrong. Isn't there a phrase, better to have tried and failed than never to have tried at all? So for you doubters, you've got some thinking to do. Maybe you're content spending the last 6 months of your life hiding because you're afraid and you're scared and you want to make decisions for other people. I think you might need to rethink that. And I think you need to have some admiration for what the four major North American sports leagues have done. They have proved you wrong. They did get it done. They are getting it done. And I personally hope, while there's only one other NFL team in week one hosting a game on Sunday or Monday that is scheduled to have fans, and ironically it's the one who has the most trouble drawing any fans, in the Jacksonville Jaguars, I can only hope that other NFL owners and those who are in a position of influence in the cities of those other NFL teams, counties and states, look at what happened in Kansas City last night. Make some phone calls. Find out what they did, how they did it, and learn from it and apply it going forward. Because if you live in an NFL city where you're not allowed to go to a regular season game, it's likely because those people in those positions, not all of them, but some of them, are making decisions for you. And you can point at Kansas City last night and you can say, well, what about them? I'd love to see the Kansas City Chiefs leading the way on this. And everyone involved with how successful that season opener went last night in Kansas City. Change some minds. Keep moving forward. I'm not suggesting the NHL change its model and for the Stanley Cup Finals allow fans in games in Tampa Bay or if the Islanders rally or Dallas or Las Vegas. Nope. Go ahead. You've had a plan. You've executed it. I get it. Same with the NBA at Disney. But what about Major League Baseball for the playoffs? How about that? You're already playing in the home ballparks. Can't you do what the Kansas City Chiefs just did last night? Because there are other NFL teams other than the Jaguars that are going to do it, that host games after week one. And some have already said they're going to do it starting in October. Thank you to everyone in the four major team sports for playing and for proving the doubters wrong, who just dismissed that you shutting down was the right thing to do. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.